right, amigos, thank you for joining us here at Rancho Leyenda Radio, and Happy New Year. This is the first show of the new year. We've been busy organizing the Conjunto Festival here at the Moose Lodge in Austin, Texas, the Rancho Alegre Conjunto Festival. And last year, we were lucky enough to catch up with one of the participants of the Conjunto Festival, Genaro Aguilar de los Aguilares. And we're going to go ahead and play that for you right now. And I hope you enjoy it, and hope you join us, you know, February 3rd through 5th. And that's Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to have a Super Bowl party after the show. It's a tardeada. It starts at noon, ends at 5. So please make plans to join us for the first annual Rancho Alegre Conjunto Festival. And let's go ahead and start the interview. Genaro Aguilar, there at Janie's Record Shop in San Antonio, Texas. Okay, here we are, Rancho Alegre Radio. We are here in San Anto, Texas, at Janie's Record Shop. She was nice enough to let us use this place to interview un leyenda del conjunto de música tejana. We're here with Genaro Aguilar. Thank you for being here, man. Thank you.
Gracias. Yeah. Pues la bienvenida a San Antonio.
Oh, gracias, gracias.
De parte de Servidor Los Aguilares, and it's a great pleasure to have you guys here in San Antonio.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
And helping out with the Onda Tejana because, you know, it's kind of a, it's rough times right now.
Yeah, está un poquito caída, pero we all got to do a little something.
Yeah, and there's
y
a,
se compone, ¿verdad?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Y hay muchos, mucho talento muy nuevo, hay nuevo talento that they are around, they're good, I've heard them. And nomás que muchas veces la oportunidad no se ha prestado, ¿verdad?
Right.
And even though when we, I don't know if I'm going to be talking too much or what, but...
No, go ahead.
When we started, you know, it was only barely one or two radio stations that would, you know, they gave us the hand, right?
Right.
And one of them was the Familia Davila, Mr. Davila, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it was a long time ago, in the 60s, 50s. And nowadays that everything's supposed to be a little bit better, it seems like, you know, it's hard to get the Tejano music through, you know?
Right.
Pero gracias a Dios como quiera andamos ahí, pero a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent, a lot of musicians, you know? And it comes out of either the fathers, the uncles that are, Like us, you know,
right.
we have sobrinos and sobrinas that they sing, they play and all of that, you know. So,
right.
Para nosotros es un gran placer que ustedes you're doing all of this, you know, to help out the Onda Tejana.
We gotta keep trying, man. Mientras que hay vida, I hope. La esperanza.
Como dice Janie, right?
Yeah.
Dice Janie, as long as I'm here, I'm going to be pushing the Tejano.
That's right. Yeah. A ver, ¿y cuándo comenzaron? ¿Qué año comenzaron los Aguilares a tocar?
Los Aguilares, we started, my brothers, Frank, Emilio, and I myself, but I was a little bit too young.
Okay.
That was like in the 1955.
Órale.
Yeah. And then when we started Los Aguilares, it was 1960.
1960
yeah.
was the actual
start.
Oh, okay. Yeah. ¿Y comenzaste de bajo all the time or acordeonista?
No. I used to be a tololoche player, upright bass.
Upright bass, oh, okay.
But that was too bulky.
Right.
And it was not heavy to carry it because those things are very light, right?
But
it was kind of bulky.
Oh, yeah.
And traveling and all of that, so we had to, minimize it. So I jumped into the electric bass.
Oh, okay.
And then from electric, I went to drums and then came back again and started singing and playing and all of that, you know. But my first instrument was el tololoche.
And that's we're always interested in, you know, the history of the musicianship of it. Mm-hmm. And that's funny that the stand-up bass, eso casi no se...
No, you don't see it that much. But it's coming back, though. I mean, I've seen Conjunto Norteños that they have that.
Oh, is that right? Ahí viene para atrás. Todo en vuelta.
It's got a good sound.
Right.
It's got a good, beautiful sound.
The slappingness y todo eso se nota. All right, we're here with Genaro of the Los Aguilares, and we'll be right back, Rancho Alegre Radio.
experiencia en las reglas del amor. Y mi inocencia cayó bajo tus redes, tendida con engaño y con traición. Si los anhelos se cumplen, se cumplen.
Back here with Genaro from Los Aguilares, and let me ask you, you come from a musical family. Tus hermanos, dice, yes. Emilio en paz descanse, passed right. away, when was that, a couple of years ago?
Matter of fact, it was this January, it was the first year.
Fíjate, yep. and yes. you had another brother, todavía toca, or is he passed on?
No, time? Frank, the oldest,
uh-huh.
he kind of got out from the wagon.
Oh, okay.
on a music,
yeah, yeah,
and he joined the Air Force, so he made his life a career on the Air Force. So he stayed more out into the military. So.
Oh, okay.
So it has been me, Emilio, and then Luis, my brother.
Oh, okay.
Juan, I got another brother, and you know, all of them were musicians.
Oh, okay.
And then Emilio's sons.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's got Michael, you know Michael.
Yeah,
right?
Yes,
okay,
yes, yes.
Michael, and then he's got now Santos. That Santos got his own group, Maldad.
Maldad, yes. Right. Saludos yeah. for them guys.
Yeah, and then they have kids. Those kids are playing with me now.
Fíjate,
yeah, I got the third generation. Los Aguilares.
Wow.
Yeah, and
wow.
that's what we kind of name it like that. Genaro Aguilar, third generation.
Y fíjate, we caught your show probably about. Let's see, a year ago at
the Flamingo out in Austin, Texas with Joe Bravo y Agustin Ramirez. And I was amazed for Emilio not being there. You know, I told the staff here that they sound good. You know, they didn't skip a beat. You know, muchas veces cuando un grupo pierde a alguien, you know, it doesn't sound the same, pero you still, you know, you like them porque el estilo... Se oyen de aquí. I mean, I was amazed. I was amazed, you know. Yes. That was a really great show.
It's, well, they grew up there.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hearing, and then, like Richard, little Richard, his daddy's also a musician, you know, and their name is Los Medinas from San Antonio, Los Hermanos Medina.
Right.
So when Richard started playing the accordion, I remember that his dad, Richard, would tell him, and I don't want you to be playing, you know, any other style. You got to play grandpa style.
That's right.
So he had to now, I mean, automatically just comes out.
Yeah.
Automatically. Yeah. See, and little Mike, now Mike Jr., he's the one that plays el bajo, the guitarra, el bajo
sexto. Okay.
And he's pretty good at it. And that boy there, he's what, 21, 22?
Wow.
And he's got his grandpa's voice, let me tell you.
That's one thing I noticed.
On our last CD, which is the 50th anniversary, he recorded two. He recorded one bolero of his grandpa, and he recorded a cumbia of Emilio. And you can close your eyes and just listen, and you think it's Emilio singing it.
Wow.
It's great. Amazing. I don't know. Well, it comes in the family.
Right. It's in the blood.
Yes,
it is. Y ahorita están grabando algo nuevo. We are with Cubo right now, right? Cubo Records.
Yeah. Well, right now we're working on trying to move the one that just came out.
You know? Okay.
But yes, we have to get into the studio and start working on another one, you know, a little at a time.
Oh, okay.
I'm already on the third age. ¿Cómo se dice? La tercera edad. So it takes a while for me to start rolling,
right,
get it in there.
Right.
But once I get in the studio, you know, I kind of
organize.
Yeah. So yeah, we're thinking about doing another one.
Oh, okay.
Before, hope nothing happens. I hope
right. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and hit some more music from Los Aguilares. We'll be right back. Rancho Later Radio.
Ustedes, nuestro público, nuestros amigos, en nuestro 25º aniversario de Los Aguilares. Y también a las compañías grabadoras como lo es José Amorante, Armando Marroquín, Arnaldo Ramírez, Meni Guerra, Gianni González y Joey López, El Canelo. Y a todos nuestros amigos locutores, gracias amigos.
Nací en la frontera.
Here with Genaro from Los Aguilares, and señor, let me ask you también, ¿cómo se dice? You're talking about your grandchildren. It now seems to be a family affair, verdad? Puro familia, which is a good
right.
thing, you know.
Right.
Y ¿cómo se dice? I think you're estás haciendo una buena cosa here because estás comenzando como los nietos que sigue para porque nadie va a vivir para siempre. Eso lo entendemos,
exactly.
¿verdad?
Right.
Pero la música de ustedes va a durar, you know, con muchos artistas se acaba.
Yeah.
Once they're gone, you know, es todo.
Yeah.
You're doing a great thing. Y, were they, I guess the question is, were they pushing you, you know, we want to do this, we want to do this, or did y'all have to
push no, on? No, 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 no. They themselves, they're there. And little Mike, he likes to, you know, he really wanted to be there.
Right.
You know, but we kind of, not holding back, but you know, gave him a little time so he could learn and look around and understand what it is.
Right.
You know, it's not just a matter of just knowing how to play and get up on stage and start acting silly. No,
right,
no,
right,
no.
Right,
you
right.
have to be professional.
That's right. That's right.
So he's learning all of that, and he's the one that I saw that he was really having that energy to get up there. But now, I mean, like you saw him over in Austin.
Yeah.
He's a super guitar player.
He is. Y la cosa es que muchos no saben que se nota cuando uno está ahí arriba tocando por dinero o por pasión.
Right.
They got the hearts. And la gente knows. They may not say nothing.
Yeah.
But they know. Yeah. So that's really great.
And these guys, they, you know, everything, it's up and down, you know,
right,
in
right,
the
right.
music.
Right.
Sometimes you make pretty good. Sometimes you don't, you know.
Right.
Some nights.
Yeah.
And I tell them, make or no make money, you play the same way.
That's right.
You know? And they,
cierto.
I mean, they already know that, you know. So
right.
they really get down to it.
That's right. That's right. And you growing up, Genaro, ¿quién fueron tus influencias? Who influenced ustedes as a group and you as a person? ¿Qué música y qué artistas?
It was just mainly. Accordion and bajo sexto, you know, when we grew up, we're originally from San Antonio.
Okay.
But we grew up at a farm that we owned.
Okay.
My dad, you know, my dad, he's a farmer. Well, he was already passed, but anyway.
Right.
So over there in the farm, I mean, we had all the open to where you could sing, you could play, you could do whatever, you know. And then we had this... my mom's cousins, they were a little bit older than we were.
Uh-huh.
They were good into playing corridos, and boleros, and they were more into like Los Alegre Terán.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
type of music, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they would sing. Oh, man, they had beautiful voice. So those people there, we could kind of relate to them, you know. They were good. We, you know, when we saw him sing, they had beautiful voice, so my mom was a great singer.
Oh, great.
You know? So that all of that, you know, you put it together and, you know, you just kind of come out with it.
Un capirotá sale algo nuevo.
And then once you start enjoying it, como dices tú, you know, no lo agarras por dinero, lo agarras porque te gusta. You know, you love it.
Right.
Once you start learning that and you feel it, you know, so you put more ganas into that, you know, and learning more. And Emilio was, he's I guess we could say that the one that he really kind of liked the way he played was this guy that was from the Valley. I can't remember, but he was a good accordion player.
Okay.
And Emilio followed, you know, a lot, you know,
followed
from
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Qué cosa.
And, you know, all of, because Emilio, the accordion is the one that makes that.
Oh,
the
yes.
lead. And then he just, kind of, you know, pick up a little bit from here, from there.
Yeah.
And then he did his own stuff.
I tell you what, when the music industry lost Emilio, we lost something big, man.
It was.
De veras me pegó.
Yeah.
Para mí, cuando yo los miraba tocar donde quiera en San Antonio, wherever, it was like, eran muy fuertes.
Yeah.
We're never
going to
be separated.
Yeah.
Y qué cosa es la vida.
We started, I would say, like, he was my mentor, my dad, my brother, my... everything,
best friend,
my instructor me regañaba cada rato, y lo miraba yo como, this is what our dad, you know,
right?
Because we were, I guess I was about 10 years old when I started, you know, like going to play with them, you know?
Right?
I was about 10, so when we would go or we would be on stage, my dad would always say, "Listen to your older brothers,
yeah,
you know, don't argue back whatever they tell you, you know."
That's right.
So it was Frank, Emilio, and me, right? So I would look at Emilio, and Emilio would look at Frank, you know. Right. So, you know, that's how we grew up, you know.
That's the way it was. That's yeah. why that's beautiful.
And that made it better.
Right.
As a family.
Right.
It made it better. And everybody respect each other, you know. And we were not... Yeah, we could have, you know, a little differences.
Oh, sí, como
little
no.
Little differences.
At the end of the day, still hermanos, ¿verdad?
Exactly, yeah. But it's great. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then me, myself, somebody that would play the Tololoche, that guy used to play with Valerio Longoria.
Oh, okay.
And I think he's still alive. Juan Viesca.
Wow.
Juan Viesca. He would... And I just saw a clipping on the YouTube? Guadalupe.
Oh, okay.
And he's the one that used to put like some kind of a liquid and the bass would catch fire.
Oh.
And he was, you know, I love the way that man played.
Wow.
I love the man. And I even told Ya Pasó a Vida, Mr. Wow. Valerio Longoria.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I told him one time, I said, you know, Valerio, I was about 19 years old when you guys went to play at Natalia, Texas. I remember like if it was right now.
Wow.
And then you go, and it was you, it was Valerio, and I don't know who was playing the bajo, but it was Juanito on the Tololoche.
Wow.
And Juanito didn't need no drums because he could make drum sounds with a cacheteando.
I've seen, yeah, that's that slapping sound I was talking, yeah.
Yeah, that one, you know. So, you know, he was my idol.
Wow.
Yeah, Juan Viesca. Yeah.
That's
he
great.
Was great. Yeah.
All right, Raza, we're here listening to Genaro Aguilar of Los Aguilares, world famous Aguilares. We'll be right back here on Rancho Lera Radio. Later Radio here with Genaro of Los Aguilares, and so you, as you were saying, fueron rancheros ustedes, verdad?
Yes,
de chiquillos, de Saige y todo,
yeah.
Saben de...
Mainly, it was a vegetable farm.
Oh, vegetable farm,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
We grew all kinds of vegetables.
Y los jóvenes de hoy en día, they don't know how easy they got it, ¿verdad?
No. No, y le digo yo a los, I got daughters,
okay,
my daughters. And he goes, man, when I was, especially my granddaughter, she's 11 years old, I tell her that. When I was your age, I didn't know what a 2-3 pair of shoes would be.
Verdad.
My dad was giving us one pair of shoes, and that was it, and that was to go to school.
That's right.
That was it.
Sí. You know,
pero it was beautiful at those at that era. It was beautiful in that tempo.
That's right.
I mean, everybody was about the same thing. Everybody was about the same.
Te enseñaban tus papás a trabajar y todo. And,
right.
And there was none of this McDonald's day or nothing.
No. If you want blanquillos en la mañana, go out there and pick up the chicken and get them out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Those kind of, yellowish.
Oh, yeah, the reddish eggs. Y para mí estaban mejores.
Oh, yeah. Y ahora dice que tiene mucho colesterol.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of people that still relates to that, you know.
Yeah.
It's our age. Well, you're young, but I'm already.
But I remember. I remember, you know, growing up con todos, you know.
Yeah.
Y para mí, hoy en día le das un egg de rancho y no lo quiere. It tastes nasty. y a ver, ¿cómo te sientes tú? Like, you have popurris, you know, that y'all have made famous. ¿Cómo se siente que otros artistas coming up cover not just the songs you made famous, pero tus popurris que ustedes juntaron, ustedes, you know, made famous? ¿Cómo se siente eso?
Well, it's something that, you know, it takes a lot of work to do it, you know, you know, kind of fix it up here, put it there, and all of that, you know. But it gives me pleasure, honor that...
Seguro que sí.
Can you know they listen to it, and if they did it, it's because they liked it.
Oh,
right?
yeah.
So it's really nice.
That's
good.
Yeah,
it's nice. Yeah.
Porque I've just noticed más y más people are covering.
Yeah.
You're not just the music, the songs that y'all did, pero they're doing them exactly the same way. And I've always wondered cómo se siente. Is that para mí es un homenaje.
Yeah, it is.
And that's really nice.
Son muchos, cómo se dice, muchos recuerdos que se quedan sembrados. Somebody even else. Because we did the same thing.
Right.
We recorded canciones de Los Aleros Terán, de conjuntos, you know, pasados, you know.
Y también de otra atrás, clase de música como José Alfredo Jiménez,
right. Yeah.
You know, Cuco Sánchez.
Right, exactly.
You
yeah.
know, all of the leyendas que estaban en ese tiempo.
Right.
Y ¿cómo se dice? ¿Cómo te gusta el pues, not only right now, pero también en el pasado, el tiempo que duraste on the road, man? How did you like the road? How was it to you?
Yeah, it was a good, beautiful experience.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was hard work, though.
Oh, sí.
Yeah,
oh, sí.
Hard work. Traveling here and there, and then getting home 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning the next day, or stay 2-3 days out there.
Right.
It was hard. And como te digo, you know, we always had our own business, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I got my own business, self, and Emilio had his own business.
Fíjate.
Yeah. Emilio had that styling, that barber styling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The same way as the one that plays the bajo.
Oh, Ruben Garza. Oh, yeah.
They were buddies. When we would be playing together, they would sit down on the bus and they would be talking, no, que le corté acá y que le corté allá. And somebody else would be talking about cement or, you know, throwing nails and stuff. So everybody, you know, they had the little communication.
Right.
So Emilio was 18 years old when he finished barbering, barber school, and I was about 18, 19, 20 years when I started my own business.
Fíjate.
And that was the only, I think that was the only way that I could have, you know, work on both.
Right,
know?
Para mantener, para
right.
lo que se necesitaba.
Because if I needed to go, let's say, when we would go on tour, like Chicago, it would be 2 weeks. And if I was working in a company, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Right.
So I had to, but on my side, on my company, well, I had people that would take care of it while I was over there.
Right.
And the boss was my wife, so she was she was taking care of it. But no, it was beautiful. I mean, we started touring since, I would say early 70s or late 60s. Wow. We started touring California, Phoenix, and all those places. Right. All those places, Lubbock and Chicago, Michigan, and all of that, you know. But it was beautiful. I mean, I enjoy every bit of it until, you know, you get tired of the road. Seguro. You get tired. Yeah. And I guess everybody you ask, you know, as far like Sonny, like Agustin, you know, being on the road too much, you te cansas.
Oh, seguro que sí. Seguro
que sí. Pero y luego el camino, you know. Está como ahorita, right now, we're going, we're planning on going to Phoenix, New Mexico, at that area.
Oh, fíjate.
Yeah. So Mike was telling me, do you want to travel or you want to fly? Holy hell, travel. I'm going to remember good old days. I want to drive.
That's right. Okay, so we're here with Harold from Los Aguilares, and we'll be right back. Rancho Later Radio. Rancho Later Radio, and I am Baldomero El Parrandero Cuellar here with Genaro Aguilar of Los Aguilares. And you mentioned you had a business. What business was that that you were into? ¿Qué comenzaste?
I started that business like when I was about 21, something like that, yeah. And it was consist of gravel haulers, dump trucks,
oh, okay,
and stuff like that, you know. And from a small truck, I went up to bigger trailers,
right,
know? Yeah. So I try to have at least 4 or 5 trucks running.
Oh, okay.
But I had also the business of the music,
right?
And I kind of loved both things that I was doing, but it took a lot of work.
Yeah, I imagine.
it took a lot of work, but anyway, I had good people, good drivers that helped me out good, and like I said, my wife was there. She already passed about 4 or 5 years ago, so she would take care of that, and I would be on the road and doing music,
right?
Which was one of the things that, well, you can see at my age right now, I'm still at it.
Yo, yeah, and
I love it.
Do you
I
still have the all those trucks running?
Or no. I mean, I said no. I only drive one to keep me busy. It's like my toy.
Oh, okay. Come on, hobby.
Yeah, likely. Matter of fact, right now when you call me, that's what I was doing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I was doing that. So I had to go and park it and, you know, change from that close to this close.
Right.
Because, you know, it's all, you know, being on the truck, it's...
It's work.
It's work.
And what message do you have, como te digo, of these youngsters starting out que creen que, oh, we'll start a band, we'll be set. What message you got for them?
Well, you gotta be really, really lucky and make it like. First of all, you have to record. And hopefully on that recording, one of them will hit. You know, like if it was a Beatle, like if it was Javier Solís or cómo se llama este otro Javier, Marco Antonio Solís, something like that. You know, then if one of those hit. You got it made. But still, it doesn't stop there.
Right.
It's more work, you know, more work.
Seguro que sí.
So when anybody wants to, you know, kind of be on that scene, you know, it takes a lot of work. And you have to really realize that what you're doing, it takes a lot of work, a lot of time, you know, that you cannot be too close to the family or, you know, you got to be constantly listening. What are we going to record?
Right.
What are we going to do again? You know. And it takes, like I said, I started the music very young.
Right.
And we recorded our first CD. Well, that time it was no CD. It was one of the big ones like that.
Oh, the LPs.
The albums.
Yeah.
And I think it was about 16 years old when I recorded that. That's when I was telling you when I heard Rancho Alegre.
Yeah.
That's one song that he said. En mi ranchito, bonito, muy chiquito, pero alegre. You know, cuando dijiste Rancho Alegre, yo, man, I recorded that song a long time ago. So those things, you know, I would drive my truck all day long, get home about 5, 6, take a shower, and get ready. Vámonos. You know, we had a gig because there was a lot of gigs, you know, little clubs,
right.
You know, a lot of little clubs. That they would do dances like, como te estaba diciendo, like Blue Mondays.
Right.
And then Thursdays, porque comenzaba, you know, they would close down like 2 days, clean it up, fix it up, and then they open up again Thursday. Fíjate. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
So we would be on Thursdays. Y luego me dijiste tú las tardeadas.
Oh, yeah.
That was something that we would be like, let's say Friday, we would be in Dallas, and Saturday, we would be in Houston. So we would drive all night here so we could have a tardeada here in San Antonio.
Right.
And that tardeada had to be at 3 o'clock. So you can imagine what time we had to get there to set up. And so it takes a lot of work, you know. But it helps in the long run. It helps because you let the people know who you are, you know. And then at the same time, being still cansado, pero you cannot be making that ugly face up on stage.
Oh, yeah. It's true. It's funny you say that. Muchos dicen, you know, en veces faltan las ganas, pero, you know, en veces se oye la música y ya te compones.
Once you start playing, you got it. You know, once you start playing the same music, because you love music so much, it'll give you the energy.
Right.
Rejuvenate you again. You know?
Wow. Yeah, oh, yeah, seguro que sí.
Ya cuando se acaba la noche, pues entonces ya.
Okay, we're here, and we're going to go ahead and play some more music from Los Aguilares, and we'll be right back, Rancho Alegre Radio.
Se acabará el castigo. estás tan enojada? Pues ¿qué te han dicho de mi pobre corazón? Hoy que te encuentro yo te miro muy cambiada. Por Dios querida, no comprendo la razón. Ya te lo he dicho, mi querida Margarita, que a tus amigas no les pongas atención, pues ellas tienen nada más que
Rancho Later Radio, and we're here with Genaro of Los Aguilares and one of the super bands of Conjunto. And let me ask you, working with other bands, man, you know, I know a lot of times, tardeadas, shows, whatever, you do double bills con otros grupos. How did you like working with guys like Dos Gilbertos and stuff like that? And by the way, Dos Gilbertos te manda muchos saludos.
Oh, you know? thank you. Yeah, those guys are... Well, I guess we were from the old school, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're down to earth.
Sí.
Dos Gilbertos, Fantasmas, and all of those guys, you know.
Seguro que sí.
So, no, cuando trabajamos así con ellos, actually, casi con todos, ¿verdad?
Right.
Siempre tenemos una amistad muy buena.
Seguro.
Muy amistad de hermanos, de que andamos en la música por tantos años. Bueno, ya ahorita ya muchos ya no traen sonido, no traemos tampoco nosotros,
right.
Casi ya lo sienta el salón o algo.
Uh-huh.
Pero en aquellos años cuando traíamos, cada quien traía su sonido, y let's say we were going to be playing Aguilares en Dos Gilbertos.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what do you want to do? You want us to set the system, or do you sit?
Right.
So he's, yeah. Who said it the last time we were together? It would be like a year ago. Well, we did. Okay, well, we set it up. You know,
and
that's the way we work.
Órale.
And with all the bands, actually, all the bands, gracias a Dios que we kind of learned to live a beautiful life,
right.
A beautiful, you know, music life working. Y luego viene Roberto, no quiero hablar mal de nadie, todos
right,
son
right.
Linda persona.
Yeah, exacto.
Pero Roberto es una persona que, como dice él, since day one I fell in love with this guy, dice. Digo yo, what? Pero he's another one, man. He's another one, and he said, I never thought that I could see you guys, because he was also a migrant worker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Roberto, in donde te digo, allá en San Joaquin Valley.
Right.
dice, and I would hear, we could hear the Los Aguilares, and we never thought, I never thought that I was going to be close to you guys. So it came out that we're family, you know, we're family, you know, right. Aguilares, Roberto Pulido. And his amor, su amistad con nosotros, it bond bien, bien bonito, you know. So ese es otro también que, whatever you need, you don't have to get nothing down. Just get the accordion, do your bass, and that's it.
Wow.
The sound system is here.
Wow.
And, you know, and I mean, the same way with the orquestas, you know,
right.
Agustin, Ruben, and Alfonso, and those, that time, you know, the Austin, estaban los hermanos Gutierrez.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Cabo Danley.
Oh, you know, yes,
yeah,
yes.
All those guys, you know, we played with them a lot, you know.
Seguro que sí.
So, you know, but es como te das a querer, como te das a respetar. That's the
cierto,
way.
Cierto, that's right.
If
that's
you're
right.
Going to be like, you know what, you know, they're going to act the same way, you know.
Right, and right.
Pero gracias a Dios que, I mean, we kind of grew up with lectures from the old school, you know.
Right.
Papa, mamá, you know. So we're doing okay. We're doing okay.
Para decirte la verdad, that night that you guys played with Joe Bravo y Agustín, no, yo no tenía ganas de ir. I didn't want to go. Because, you know, I like him, I love him, but I've seen him a lot. Yeah. Being from Austin, ¿verdad?
From Austin.
Y después que me van diciendo, los Aguilares are going to be there. No, hombre, me puse los Stasis y los Khakis.
Yeah,
vamos.
That's right.
You know,
that's great.
That was a great show. I'm so glad porque todos se aventaron. Joe Bravo, saludos,
yeah,
para él y para,
yeah,
Guti, Agustín Ramírez.
Yeah.
Great,
yeah,
show. It was, you know, y una cosa que siempre digo yo, when it's a double bill or a triple bill, parece que everyone brings a good game. Everyone wants to sound good. Nobody wants to be the guy que no se oyó bien.
Que no se oyó bien. Yeah, it's true. It's true. We've been very blessed. We've been very, you know, grateful to the promoters también, you know, that help us a lot.
Right.
You know, in the 60s, like I said, 70s, 80s, well, yeah, early 80s, but late 70s.
Right.
We had a good, ¿cómo se dice? Una plaza muy buena in Dallas with Mr. Johnny Gonzalez,
right,
and Disco Sarape. We recorded with them too. And he had his compadre, which was from California.
Uh-huh.
Le dicen el Gordo Delgado. That was his name, Gordo Delgado. And he would bring big bands from Mexico,
wow.
Gordo Delgado. And he would send them to his compadre in Dallas. And his compadre in Dallas would be the, like the, okay, what can I put with these guys? Who can I, you know, with the La Sonora Santanera.
Right.
¿Cómo se llama el otro? Eran bastantes bandas que venían de ahí.
Right.
So here, Los Aguilares right in there. It was an honor for us. You
I
know?
Bet.
It was an honor. We, one time he made a big, big, I would say a big concert. And it was Sonora Santanera, Sonny Ozuna, y Los Aguilares.
Fíjate.
When we got there at the convention center, it was a huge.
Wow.
There was 70s. It was like, what are we doing here? We La Sonora Santanera. And Sonny, well, you know Sonny.
Yeah.
You know, his music is great. You
right,
know?
Right.
So what are we going to do with a little accordion there? The first two, three songs, they kind of, you know, there was, you know, people that they didn't got, like mucha acordeón, right?
Right.
But then, I don't know if it was the songs or what, you know. Se levantó una bailar, otra bailar. By the time we were out, our time was off,
right.
Everybody was dancing on the floor.
Fíjate.
So we had to make another turn. We had to come back again, you know.
Right.
So by then we did the best we could.
Right.
Man, those people on the first song, everybody started dancing. It was a real blessing to us to have those people, you know, because they were looking for Sonora Santanera. It was
right, right.
It was an honor anybody would play with them,
and
it was
sí, yeah.
Nosotros, we were part of. Pero como te digo, los promoters had to do a lot.
Right.
Johnny, Mr. Johnny Gonzalez, he was a great guy, and his little Joe's compadre and his Agustín Ramírez also. He helped all of those guys.
Right,
so we were in that clique.
Right.
That was, which was beautiful.
Good
beautiful.
Company to be
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. It was, no se me olvida todos esos recuerdos de tanto diferentes estilo de música.
Right.
Estilo de música, you know, like, but you know what Sonora plays. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we would, sometimes we would just back up like Piporro, we backed up Piporro in Dallas.
You fíjate, know? Fíjate. Yeah. Y la cosa es, al fin del día es música, es todo música. Y right. Mientras que tiene ritmo, right. Dale shine.
Yeah. Once you get the hang of it, it's simple.
Yeah,
you
know, it's that's very right. Simple. That's right.
You cannot do too much decorations to it. Just do the best of it and it came out.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay, we're here with Genaro here from Los Aguilares, and we're going to take a quick break. We're still playing all of their music here on Rancholero Radio. We'll be right back.
A otra también de nuestras grabaciones que dice La Jesusa, ahí viene. Para toda la raza de por ahí de San Marcos, Texas. Para toda la raza de Austin, Texas. Thank you. Para todo Lytle, Divine, Somerset. Thank you, carnal. Para mis hijos que nos acompañan de por ahí del estado de Ohio, de Columbus, Ohio, thanks a lot, amiga, for being with me tonight. Y todo San Antonio. Cuando salí de mi casa, con Jesucita y la empecé a enamorar. Le pregunté por su nombre, cómo era mujer bonita. Y ella sonriendo me dijo, yo me llamo Jesucita. Hoy no más siéntale, compadre. Para todos los Jesucitas de San Ando, compadre. ¡Chale! Yeah.
Rosa el 16 de septiembre. Es una edad competente para que sepa de amor. Y si Dios me da licencia, yo he de cortar esa flor.
Sígale, sígale.
Ahí quedó para que sigan bailando. Se sigan
okay, we're back, Rancho Later Radio. We're here with one of the great voices, Genaro of Los Aguilares. A lot of hits, Anhelos, you know, just too many hits to really mention. What can I say? Great popurris. If you don't know their music, please go to Janie's Record Shop. Go online. Go to El Zarape in Corpus, Turntable Records in Austin. And you will not, I mean, you'll hear all of the bands that these guys have influenced. You know, if you pick these CDs up, you'll get an insight to what they grew up listening to. And because the tradition is there, it's going still. Te iba a preguntar, you have any memories you want to share, you know, on the road or performing, anything you want to talk about, un recuerdo, algo, un show, algo. Let me help you out. Los Gilbertos, Ruben Garza said they all got off the bus to eat somewhere and they forgot him. Lo
dejaron. Bueno, a mí they made it on purpose, de dejarme. Okay. Because I like to... You know, after a gig, you start talking, right. And the guys that are tired, you know, the bus driver was tired, you know. So, le dice Emilio, déjalo, vámonos, dale, vámonos. Hey, the bus was moving, and I said, hey, wait a minute. The bus driver had to stop. You know, I mean, they were just doing it for me to get me going, you know.
Right.
Because I got that real bad habit, you know. I start talking and talking and talking, and man, don't you get tired of talking? But yeah, those are little experiences, and you know, it happens. You know, it
right.
happens. One day, and I think it was not Austin. It was Dallas. We were loading up. At that time, we had a van with a little trailer. You know,
right.
And the little trailer, we try to pack everything in there in the little trailer. And my bass was the last one that we would put in there before we close the door. And for some reason, we put it on top of the trailer. And the guys, you know, they loaded up everything, and I was doing the same thing, you know, blah, 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 right. blah, blah, blah. So we took off, you know. We took off. And I said, oh, somebody said, did you got everything on the, you know, yeah. Because I can see something, you know, standing on the back. It was my base. It was all messed up. Stop!
Oh, no.
Oh my God, that was an experience. Now what? Tomorrow, where am I going to play?
Right.
So send me the other one. I used to have a spare at home. So get me the other one.
I was going
to
say, ¿dónde encuentras un stand-up bass out in the road?
No, pero son recuerdos que te quedan, you know.
Seguro, o sea, yeah,
son recuerdos que te quedan. Pero that's beautiful. It's beautiful. Me lo voy a llevar hasta, como decía José Alfredo, hasta la tumba.
Hasta la tumba, that's
hasta
right.
La tumba me lo voy a llevar, yeah.
So, okay, let's go ahead and play some more hits by Los Aguilares here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Una mañana triste y lluviosa, con toda mi alma le pregunté.
Okay, we're back, Rancho Later Radio. And, y déjame preguntarte, the state of radio, ¿cómo está ahorita el radio? I mean, ¿estás de acuerdo que necesitamos más estaciones para la, la raza de nosotros aquí? I mean,
Tejano.
Tejano, conjunto.
Yeah.
¿Verdad que sí?
Definitely. El acordeón, it's weird how you can tell, I mean, if you've been around on accordion music, you can distinguish from the valley, they got their style.
Oh, yeah.
Corpus has got their style.
Yes.
Corpus y Robstown y Laredo, they're more or less about the same style.
Right.
Now, you come to San Antonio different. Is different.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody plays different, you know, and you hear Flaco, you hear Los Aguilares, you hear... you know, all the groups from here.
Right.
La Tropa FAA, you know, all of those guys, and they got the San Antonio sound.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So it's kind of sad to say that, you know, we don't have too many accordion, Tejano stations in San Antonio.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that KDA is still hanging in there.
Yeah.
And you know, los como you on the internet, you know,
right.
those guys that are doing that, keeping it up.
That's
keeping,
right.
keeping it alive. Pero sí necesitamos, you know, un poquito más de help to keep the onda de acordeón.
Definitely.
Keep it on going.
Para que no se pierda la cultura de nosotros.
Right, exactly. It's porque muy... you'll be surprised when the festival comes around, the accordion festival in Tejano.
Uh-huh.
Man, there's people from Washington, from California, from Chicago, from Michigan, from I got a daughter that lives in Ohio, and there are guys from over there, they come out here, you know, just for that purpose, you know, just for that. And they take off like a vacation.
Right.
You know? They come out here for that. We don't see nothing over there.
Y la cosa es que people are surprised, like us, that we're internet, that we get messages from Japan, from Europe. Who are them guys, you know? And it's a shame because that they're just being introduced to it porque they ask about Rubén Naranjo, Valerio, who are no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I refer them to their kids who are you know, and they're kind of like, what? He's dead. You know, I just heard this. I was like, they've been around for years. Y también con Emilio, you know, I tell them about you guys. Well, one of them's not here with us. And it's like they're happy but shocked at the same time, you know.
This friend of ours, excuse me.
Oh, go ahead.
This friend of mine, you know, he started going to our dances.
Uh-huh.
I think he's in Houston or something like that. And he said, I got something to tell you. Because when I was coming back from, I guess, Vietnam, when I was coming back, because I was still out there. I was still out there. But they had gotten me out. Because so we were in this, camp. And I could hear something because that was related to accordion. Because so me fui buscando, you know, dije, ¿quién tendrá, you know, who might be playing CDs or, en ese tiempo eran tapes.
Right.
So he came to these guys and, you know, they were talking. They were, you know, after a hard day of work, I guess, they were just enjoying themselves. They say, and guess what tape they were hearing? I don't know what tape they were listening to. Dijo Los Aguilares. Dije, what? Dijo, yeah. Dijo, and I knew you guys, and I knew that accordion, I had heard it somewhere. So those guys that had, I don't know where they were from. They were Tejanos.
Right.
Eventually, they were Tejanos. But they said, see how far you guys been.
Right.
Dijo, way out there. Dijo. Digo, well, it's a blessing. Como todo el tiempo digo, gracias a Dios que, you know, if we were over there, at least we were, you know, making those people a little bit happy over there, you know. I hope it was not homesick, pero...
Right.
Porque they're long ways, ¿verdad? Pero fíjate donde andaba la acordeón, you know, la música. It's amazing.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Sir.
Como dices tú, you know. And it would be... It would be great if, you know, we would all get together and, you know, kind of keep on going, keep on going.
Yeah.
And the young generation, los más jovencitos que vienen, pues keep it up, you know, keep the same thing.
Seguro.
Keep the same thing, porque pues esto, esto es tradicional.
I mean, seguro que sí.
When I was, no te digo, 9, 10 years old, I would hear the accordion, and I never thought it was going to take me all this to see you guys, to be here doing this. You know, I didn't, and sometimes I don't even, am I dreaming or what? You know, because interviews and TVs and all of that, you know.
Right.
And if they, como you guys, you deserve
thank you,
un aplauso.
Sir. Thank you.
Por la razón de que you go extremely out of the way to do this, you know, to do this.
Right.
Even though, como dices tú, we do, that's what Janie was saying right now. You guys record, you guys sing, you play. But then it takes, like, you to push that. And it takes Janie to sell the records.
That's
so
right.
It's got to be like a conjunto, family, everybody's got to join together.
And we've all got to work together.
Right. But you guys, you do a lot, tremendous
job. We try. We really try, and we're so grateful to
Janie.
And
the connections.
Yes.
The connections.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's one thing we've learned. Como dijiste, llévate bien con todos.
Yeah, exactly. Tienes la puerta abierta donde quieras.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's. You want to say something?
No. It's been an honor to be here with Rancho Alegre Radio people.
El gusto nosotros.
Y Rancho Alegre
Radio. Yes, sir. And let's go ahead and take another break. And we'll be right back with Los Aguilares.
Estoy mirando, mi amor sufre por ti, ingratos ojos míos.
we're back, Rancho Alegre Radio. It's been a pleasure talking to Genaro here, of Los Aguilares. And any message you want to send to the fans or the troops overseas, que están, pobrecitos, están en el sol, en la guerra, ya, you know, any message you want to throw out there?
Pues, ¿qué les puedo decir? Nomás que my prayers are there, and all of us are praying for you guys. And I, as a matter of fact, I have two nephews of mine over there right now.
Qué bueno. Yeah, they're over there. True heroes right there. Yeah.
And y pues todos los amigos fans de los Aguilares, keep up the good work. Whenever we're in your town, visit us, even just to say hi and then go home.
Definitely.
Pero como quiera, definitely. Thanks a lot for those people that have been our greatest supports wherever we go. Thanks a lot, family and friends of Los Aguilares. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you for being here, my man. Muchas gracias. And I'm sure. A ver cuándo los juntamos otra vez. Damos una otra platicada. This
seguro, seguro que sí. Yeah, yeah. So, mientras Dios nos dé eso, vida.
Mientras you know? Dios nos dé, los right. Admite. Yep. All right. So you're listening to Rancho Alegre Radio, and we're going to finish out the show with songs by Los Aguilares. Thank you for listening.
I'm Genaro Aguilar de Los Aguilares. You're listening to Rancho Alegre Radio.
¡Primos! ¡Felicidades a Los Aguilares! 50 años de andar en este ambiente de la música. Que Diosito los ayude y los dé